Bezes Hashem was tanya nu mesechta mesecha Shavuos. The Mishnayos of Shavuos deal with inyone Shavua. Kishmai kenu. When we think of a Shavua, a person being Nishba, we think in two directions. One is the parsha of Shavuos that's between two parties in a Din Torah. And that's very much part and parcel of the procedural dinim of a Din Torah. Of a Bezdin, of a Sanhedrin, is that in Dine Mominis there are various Shavuos that take place. There are Shavuos Deraisa, there are Shavuos Derabonon. We'll see there are certain types of Shavuos that need holding a Sefer Torah, certain types that don't. Shavuos Hanoitl and Niftarim, we'll define those terms and see the examples of that later on in the Masechta. There are Shavuos that a Shomer has, so on. There are a lot of different types of Shavuos. There's another type of Shavuah, and this really is not part and parcel of Seder Nezikin. It's a Shavuah which is part of Parshas Nedarim. The Torah created a framework by which a person could take a Dover HaMutter and he could make it also. A person could asur up any piece of cake or any loaf of bread on himself. He could also make a shvua. I will not eat that piece of cake. One is an Issa Cheftza, it's Chal in the Chefetz. It's more B'daymit to Kachim. The idea of Nidre Kachim, also making Karbonis and giving to Bedek Abayis, is also part and parcel of that idea of Issa Cheftza of Nedarim. Issa Shavua, which is similar, is that a person makes a Shavua that he won't eat, or he won't sleep, or he won't do Kach V'Kach, but it's an oath. So it's not Chal in a Chefetz, it's Chal on him to uphold the Shavua the same way. If he made a Shavua that he didn't take money from somebody, so he'd be guilty of a Shavuas Sheker, if it wasn't true, here he'd be guilty of being over on what's called Shavuas Bitoy. We'll see that in the third parak. We have as well also a similar idea, which is something in between the two. A person makes a Shavua on something that is true. He affirms something in his personal life. It doesn't have to be in a Din Torah. And there's the concept, not a Shavua Sheker, but a Shavua Shov. If he's Nishbal Eitz Shehu Eitz, or Nishbal Evan Shehu Evan, it's obvious nobody needs a Shavua for that. So the Shavua is a frivolous Shavua. It's a Shavua Shov. We'll learn all about that in the third parak. So that's really Mesecha Shavuos. The Mishnah, however, over here, the Tassan starts with a categorization of Shtayim Shein Arba. So the first thing, which is really going to start the Mesechta of Shavuos in the beginning of the third parak, is Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba. There's two types of Shavuos that break down into four. What's that? You look at the Rav speaks it out. The Pasuk says, Oy nefesh ki sishova levati b'sfasayim. Person makes a shvua, and he expresses it verbally, levati b'sfasayim, lohora oy lahetiv. The Rav brings Meloshna Gemara, oichal lahetiv. He says that he will eat. He's being mative with himself, doing something good for himself. Loy oichal. Lohora, shemea no satsme. He prevents himself from eating. Doesn't mean necessarily, maybe the reason why he's making a shvua is because this type of food is not good for him. But in a general sense, abstain or to partake. And the Rav brings down that v'hu adin l'chodav v'shu hein v'lav l'habo l'hora l'hetiv l'habo mashma. There's l'hora l'hetiv I will abstain or I will partake. Shehein arba, there's another two types, which is hein v'lav l'sho'ovar, where he's not being nishba that he will do or won't do something, but that he did or he didn't do something. Like we said, he's making an oath. He's not creating an isser on himself, but he's affirming that he's saying the truth, that he did kach v'kach or he didn't do kach v'kach. So there's lahor of the la'etiv l'shovar, that's your shtayim shein arba. Now the Mishnah continues, yediyas hatuma, shtayim shein arba. What's yediyas hatuma? The Pasuk says, and the connection between these two, is that in Parshas Vayikra Perek Hei, is the parasha of carbon oil of Yairi. There's a unique carbon where normally if each carbon has a specific type of animal that it has to be brought, or an oif, or a carbon mincha is brought with soilus, there's a carbon that has a sliding scale, kifi the financial means of the person, oni or osher, he has to bring even a carbon oila, a carbon that's more, oila, or Yairi, a carbon that's yerud, the carbon that's for poor people. So it's called a carbon oil of yared. Really, it's the same idea as a carbon for doing an avera. However, a regular avera that is chiyuve chatos for, that we learned about in Meseches Makis, Chayve Krisus, and so on, those carbonus that if you brought when a person chalila zayv b'shoygeg is a carbon, and the carbon is kimavu over there in the pasha's chatos. The carbon oyla v'yorid is similar to a chatos, except for the fact that it's oyla v'yorid. However, it's only for specific averus. Two of those averus is either shvuas bitui, violating a shvuas bitui, that is, or the pasuk continues. The Rav says, "Yedias hatumos oy nefesh ashesiga b'chol dover tome." What's that? That's a person touches something tome. The Torah is a little bit sosum. What that's talking about is l'gabei tumas migdosh v'kadoshov, the tuma of migdosh or the tuma of kachim. So the another reason why the Mishnah puts the two together, because they're attacking the same pasuk, they have the same din. That a person who's over on Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshov also brings a carbon oil of Yerid, like somebody who violates a Shuas Biti. What is Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshov? So the Rav brings down again, the pasuk says, V'nela Mimenu V'hu Tomei. A person forgot he's Tomei. It was Nelma Mimenu, he forgot that he was Tomei. Al Yidei Oyseh Haloma, from the fact that he didn't know that he was Tomei, he ate Basar Kachim. The halach is that if he eats b'mezid basar kachim, he's chayiv koris. A person who's tamei who eats basar kachim is chayiv koris. If he's b'shoigeg, it's b'haloma. The halach is that he's maybe a carbon oil of yoyrid, not the regular carbon chatos. The other case, besides ochal basar kodesh, is nichnas lamikdash. They go together. Either one is a violation of kachim, either kachim or the mokim hakodesh. That's shtayim. Shehen arba. The Rav says yesh l'rabbis oit shtayim chiyuv macherim, where not that it was hidden from him, not that he didn't know his status. He didn't know that the thing he was eating was basa kachim, or he didn't know that the mokim he's in is the mokim of the beis hamikdash, the mokim of the azara on which he's chayiv koris. So because it's b'haloma, it's b'karbon oil v'yorid, so that's your shtayim shehen arba. Yitzias HaShabbos is Shtayim Shein Arba. This is the first Mishnah in Masech HaShabbos. Talks about four types of cases. Two cases with which a person can carry, standing by a doorway. Inside the house is Rishus HaYochid. Right outside the doorway is Rishus HaRabim. The Rav brings the Pasuk of Vayitzav Moshe Vayaviru Ko Bamachne. You're not allowed to carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim or vice versa. The Shtayim is somebody who's standing outside the door. The case is the person inside is assumed to be an usher who has what to give. The person standing outside with his hand outstretched is a person who's poor. He has his hand outstretched to take. There's two ways for a malacha of hoitzah to be violated. One is that the person who's standing outside the oni sticks his hand in and takes a piece of bread or something else from the oni, from the oisha b'fnim, and he takes it out. He does an akira in the Rishus HaYochid, chiddush, that even though the oni is standing outside, that's called that he's oikir, the food that's in the hand of the usher inside is considered in a stationary position. That's called akira. For every hoitzah, there's two tanoim. Akira and hanocha. It can't be something that's just passed over. It has to be picked up in Rishus HaYochid and put down in Rishus HaRabim. Picking it up from the hand of the usher Rishus HaYochid and standing now in place in Rishus HaRabim is called an akira v'hanocha. The other way would be where the usher is now giving change. I'm sorry, the usher is giving to the Ani. Instead of the Ani doing the Akira by sticking his hand inside and bringing it out and doing the Hanocha, the Osher is standing stationary in Rishus HaYochid. He sticks his hand over the threshold, that's your Akira, and he puts it down in the hand of the Ani, that's your Hanocha. That's also Akira and Hanocha. One is from the Ani, one is from the Osher. Both of them are Hitzah. Those are two cases, Shtayim, Shein Arba. The same way one is chayiv on hoitzah, taking it out, making an akira in Rishus HaYochid, and making the anoch in Rishus HaRab, one is chayiv fakert. What will be the fakert, the case? The case will be, again, one person standing outside, one person standing inside. The person outside puts something down. The oni outside is putting change down in the hand of the usher inside. He's doing an akira here, and he makes a hanocha there. That's called hachnoso. He's putting it into the Rishus HaYochid. Or the Oisher is sticking his hand, taking something out of the hand of the Ani and bringing it in. That's also hachnoso. Hachnoso and Oitzo, two cases of this way and that way, Shtayim Shein Arba. The last case of Shtayim Shein Arba in the Mishnah over here, Maris Negoyim is Shtayim Shein Arba. Maris Negoyim is Pashas Tzaras, Negoyim. But there are different types. The Pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Tazria, after the first parsha of Tumas HaYoledes, Odom Kiye Bar Bisaroi, person who has on his skin. The wording of the Pasuk is Seis, Oy Sapachas, Oy Baheres, V'hoyo Bar Bisaroi L'Neged Tzara. So the Torah lists off a Seis, a Sapachas, or Baheres. What does that mean? The two shades of white that are mentioned over here in the Pasuk is Seis and Baheres. Baheres, Bohir is clear, sparkling. It's like snow. Sometimes you can look at snow on a bright day when it's clear after snow, and it can be blinding. You can walk at night outside on a dark night, and the snow lights up. It catches the rays of the moon, and it lights up the night. You feel almost like it's light outside. That's Baheres. The Mara of Seis is darker. Chazal call it the Mara of Mara Hatzemer Halovon. Wool is never bright white. It's off-white. It's a darker, duller shade of white. You have to dye it to really get a nice color. The other word that we just mentioned, say, sapachas, sapachas is not a color. Sapachas means an auxiliary. It's something bedoyme too. So Chadal darshin that the word sapachas is going on seheis or on baheres. There's a tolda, so to speak, a nisfak. A nisfak in Ivrit is when you want to write, you write an article or you write a piece of information. Nisfach is like an added piece of information, like a PS. So sapachas over here means something that's a nisfach to seis or to sapachas. So each one has a color. The Loshon of Chazal is that the tolda of Baheres is sid ha-hechel, is like the, what they used to use, like cement, lime, that they used to use on plaster on a wall. It was white, it was a brighter color, but it wasn't the same level color as Baheres, so it's an off-white of Baheres. And the other color is a sapachas of Seis, which is doma l'krum ha-beitza. This is the way the Mefarshim explained this shtayim shehen arba. There's two ways of attaching the shtayim shehen arba. One way is to say that two of the definitions, the shtayim is mufurish in the pasuk, the arba is chazal darshaning a Tosefes din deraisa on that original din. Moshal din of Shvua is lahara lehetiv is mufurish. The din of hain oilav, or the din, I'm sorry, of the laosid lishaavar, that's only gedarshan. The din of yediyas hatoma is also not mufurish in the pasuk. The Torah just speaks out that there's a nelma mimenu, that it's either basa kachim or a mokum kodesh. The Torah doesn't speak out the possibilities. That's a drasha. Hachnosa v'itzo is the same thing. The pasuk is mashman by Moshe Rabbeinu. There's bringing in and bringing out. But that there's four things. There's bringing out from the one who's outside, from the one who's inside. The four cases are also midivri seifrim. B'maris negoyim is also se'esa beheris. The sapach is already a drasha. That would be another way. That would be one way to say it. The other way to say it would be there's the main categories and then there's the subcategories. Okay, either way, that's the pshat. And what's going to happen over the next two prokim is that we're going to go through different halachos that are meshech shaychi to these other examples. Before we get back to Shvuah, Shtayim, Shen, Arba, we're going to go through the other cases and the Mishnah is going to discuss different ideas.